Pittsburgh officials are rethinking city streets, how they're used, and who they're for. Next year, the city will pilot a new network of services to decrease car dependence and increase transit options. And a forthcoming long-range plan may include anything from aerial trams to water taxis on the service of getting people where they need to go. But 90.5 WESA's Margaret J. Krause reports the hero of the transportation future is already here.
Sidewalks. Yeah, sidewalks. That unassuming stretch of concrete, the bread to the road sandwich, the banks of the river street. Some scholars trace the concept back nearly 4,000 years. Sidewalks revolutionized how people live in cities. Suddenly, it was possible to go places without walking through an open sewer, without dodging wagons and horses and carriages. Heck, it meant the rise of window shopping. Eric Setzler is the city of Pittsburgh's chief engineer, and he spends not a small amount of time thinking about why sidewalks matter.
Historically, one of the primary ways of getting around is by walking. As we've gotten into the automobile era, you know, walking kind of went out of fashion for a while. And it's like, why would you ever do that? You can just drive.
In other words, sidewalks got sidelined. While the roadway became a publicly maintained public good, the adjacent walkway became a private responsibility. In 1933, the Pennsylvania legislature decided individuals were on the hook for the sidewalks in front of their properties. That makes for a pretty checkered experience, says Elisa Grishman, who started advocacy group Access Mob. Grishman has multiple sclerosis, which affects her mobility.
So I started using a cane and then a walker. And the walker was when I started to get involved, because sidewalks, when you use a walker, are dangerous. I kept almost flipping over. I did flip over a couple times.
Grishman now uses a power wheelchair and lives in Uptown. She says a good sidewalk can make getting around fun. She can put on her headphones, enjoy the scenery. But a bad sidewalk? That's the pits.
Especially in my neighborhood, we have so many abandoned, derelict properties where nobody is there to own it, to fix it. And so I'm stuck going over these awful chunks of, I don't even want to call it sidewalk, but like chunks of where the sidewalk used to be.
Some wheelchair users say a bad sidewalk limits their independence. It can mean the difference between going somewhere on their own or having to wait for transport. Setzler says it's tough to enforce the sidewalk maintenance responsibilities of hundreds of thousands of individual property owners.
It's also a challenge because quite honestly, not every property owner is well positioned to spend the money to invest in their sidewalks.
The arrangement is not unique to Pennsylvania, or Pittsburgh, or even the 20th century. The Act of 1691 required English households to maintain their sidewalks all the way to the middle of the street. Scholars do note that for most streets, the law was, quote, neither obeyed nor enforced. But in this century, there are hints of change. Louisville, Kentucky decided to take on sidewalk maintenance, and in 2017, they hired Pittsburgh company Pathview to collect data on its more than 1,800 miles of sidewalk.
Roughness, tripping hazards, running slope, cross slope, and width. Our main way of collecting that data is through a stroller-type device that we push over the sidewalk.
That's co-founder Eric Sinagra. He says that data helps cities make sidewalks accessible to all users. While most cities have a long way to go, he says that's the vision that drives Pathview.
We understand that sidewalks aren't going to get fixed tomorrow. It's a matter of working towards that goal, though.
Pittsburgh doesn't have plans at the moment to zoom in on its sidewalks, but the Department of Mobility and Infrastructure is taking a closer look. The 2019 capital budget allocated nearly $500,000 to identify critical gaps in the network, such as walkways near schools, senior centers, or transit stops. E-scooters, autonomous vehicles, and other new modes of transportation do have a role to play in Pittsburgh's future, says the department's director, Karina Ricks. However,
you know, we can't just be dazzled by these new things. It's important to welcome them, but that can't happen at the expense of really maintaining and restoring the sidewalk network that we have.
As cities de-emphasize cars, the sidewalk is poised for a major comeback, but only if cities figure out the puzzle of who should maintain them. Margaret J. Krause, 90.5 WESA News.